Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is April 8, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. MIR-147 limits the contribution of non-foamy macrophages to atherosclerosis. The study found that MIR-147, microRNA-147, limits the contribution of non-foamy macrophages to atherosclerosis by down-regulating inflammatory activation. Specifically, MIR-147-3P is upregulated by inflammation and functions to reduce inflammatory responses within these macrophages. This mechanism prevents the inflammatory activation of non-foamy macrophages, thereby reducing their role in the progression of atherosclerosis. The findings establish a new regulatory pathway in macrophage biology relevant to atherosclerotic disease. Article number 2. Multi-organ physiologic deficits during exercise identify clinical and molecular predisposition to heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. This study found that multi-organ physiologic deficits identified during exercise characterize heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, HFPEF. The research identified 7 specific exercise-related deficits, including reduced peak oxygen uptake and chronotropic incompetence in patients with this condition. These multi-organ limitations were directly associated with the severity and prognosis of heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. The findings establish a link between these exercise deficits and both clinical and molecular predispositions to heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Article number 3. Olfactory receptor activation reduces platelet reactivity and arterial thrombosis through actin cytoskeleton remodeling. The study found that activating the human olfactory receptor 2L13, OR2L13, on platelets significantly reduced platelet aggregation in laboratory settings. Activation of OR2L13 also provided robust protection against arterial thrombosis in living organisms. This antithrombotic effect occurs through the mechanism of actin cytoskeleton remodeling within the platelets. These findings identify platelet OR2L13 activation as a novel and effective strategy for reducing platelet reactivity and preventing arterial thrombosis. Article number 4. Characteristics of protein profiling and biomarkers in aortic regurgitation with heart failure. This study identified 23 differentially expressed proteins in patients with severe aortic regurgitation compared to control subjects. Specifically, 7 proteins were upregulated and 16 were downregulated in severe aortic regurgitation cases. Key differentially expressed proteins included galectin-3 and matrix metalloproteinase 9. The data demonstrated that these differentially expressed proteins offer potential as biomarkers for the diagnosis and therapeutic monitoring of severe aortic regurgitation. Article number 5. Elevated interleukin-6 levels in socioeconomically disadvantaged children with borderline subclinical rheumatic heart disease in Sao Paulo, Brazil. A prospective cohort study highlighting early detection and treatment opportunities. The study found that interleukin-6 levels were significantly elevated in children with borderline subclinical rheumatic heart disease, SCRHD, compared to healthy controls at baseline, with a p-value of 0.006. These elevated interleukin-6 levels persisted longitudinally throughout the 2-year follow-up period in both borderline and definite subclinical rheumatic heart disease patients, with a p-value of 0.004. The data demonstrate that interleukin-6 serves as a key inflammatory biomarker for early detection and disease activity in subclinical rheumatic heart disease. This persistent inflammation suggests opportunities for early therapeutic interventions in socioeconomically disadvantaged children. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.